Let's just start with shifting our weight from side to side. And again, having ease in our knees. So there's that ease. So instead of the ease, the legs being locked, we want there to be this gentle ease. Yeah. And just feeling that shift, that kind of earth element of where the body becomes light as it shifts from one side to the other, and just becoming sensitive to that experience of the firmness of earth element as the body shifts. And there's a flowing of the water element as we shift from side to side. There's just becoming sensitive to the body having this kind of water element, as well as an air element. We become aware, particularly of the breath as we begin to move. Yeah. So we'll do just a very gentle, brief warm-up. We're going to reach up and just pluck an apple or a pear. We'll just do that a few times, just extending up from the earth. And a couple more times. And our hands, just letting our hands go up around the wrist and back down, going this way and that way, so switching. And then at the bottom, just kind of letting that out, shaking that out. Good. Okay. Yeah, and again, sensitivity to the elbows, and we'll just let, just very gently feeling into the shoulder area. And often when I do this, I begin to feel kind of more of the fire element in the body, more warmth in the shoulder area. So a few times this way, just extending out through the elbow so there's ease, and then we'll go the other way, just reversing that direction. Okay, good. And we'll do a little bit of a twisting. So just beginning to allow the body to rotate, that rotation in the spine. So being gentle, just feeling into the body, how it naturally wants to move. And there might be more energy or less energy. And we'll come back, settle down. Akimbo, so hands on the hips and just letting the ease in the knees and the hips roll around this way with that soft belly, that big belly. Sometimes I think of being at the beach in the pre-pandemic days in our suit and not needing to hold that belly and letting it be big and soft. Yeah, a gentle belly. And then let's go the other way, back again. Reverse direction. So we're feeling into, just feeling into and just discovering how the body is when it's in these gentle movements. We'll pause there. And like we did yesterday, for some people, you might want to hold on to a table or chair or wall, or keep the toe on the ground and just letting the heel rotate around. So getting some, all the way from the hip down to the toe, some movement, or you can include some balance and then lift up and rotate the foot from the toe all the way up through even the hip bone, the hip area, the hip joint. And we'll shift to the other side. So finding, just feeling into the foot, the ankle, the knee, and the hip, going this way and then that way. And you can include balance if you'd like, just exploring what that's like, feeling into, and shake it out a bit, shake it all out. Yeah. And we'll do a little bit of the, what's called rattling the bones. We did some of that yesterday. So it's that very gentle up and down, feeling into the body, just how that movement wants to be. For some of it, it can be very subtle and soft. For some of us, maybe more rigor comes forth. So just really up and down. You can glue the shoulders somewhere if you like. Shake it out. We'll begin to gentle down, settle down a little from this energy. And we'll just pause for a minute, feeling into the body. Might even close your eyes. And then we'll inhale up, and I'm going to do it from the side, inhaling up. And we're going to release it with an exhalation. Inhale up and let it out toward the earth. Release that breath. Release. There we go. When you're ready, when you're done, settle back again. Feeling into We'll do one more exercise before we leave. Before we begin the movements. We'll swinging arms. So we're just, it's what goes up must come down. So very gently finding the natural and as I've spoken before, this is good when the energy is low and you want to bring up a little more energy into the body. Swinging arms, and the arms go straight forward. About, you know, up to shoulder height is really a good height. It creates stress if we go too high there. So just a natural, so it's finding that natural rhythm so that there's not any effort. It's just like a pendulum. And I do sometimes get a chuckle when Franz would say, okay, just 20 minutes. So, yeah, so there's a great ease in swinging arms, just letting there be ease there. Lovely. And then we'll begin to let those arms settle. Lovely. We'll become aware of the feet about hip width apart, just rooted into the ground, ease in the knees, a little bit of length, so a little drop of the lower spine, so that we encourage this beautiful length through the spine, so that we're very vertical that soft belly, yielding and stability in the spine, length, lovely. And so we'll begin with raising arms, waving hands by the lake. With the breath, on the in-breath and releasing down from the earth. We feel all along the way beautiful. And then we move into opening the heart to what is. So we raise the arms and expand the chest on top of the mountain. Feeling all along the way. So we're not in a hurry. We're just feeling all along the way, feeling into. Beautiful. We're going to shift the weight into the scarf side of the body. The scarf is right here. So this is the scarf side. And we're going to let that arm rise up, and we're going to gaze down into the palm of the chair side. Here's the chair. We're going to shift the weight, and as we shift the weight, the arms shift as well. And you can feel the relationship between the two hands, the palms. We're swinging the rainbow, swinging the rainbow. And you feel that beautiful opening on the side of the body, the upper arm. The body opens, and then it settles and softens on the other side. So just feeling that shifting of sensation. Swinging in the rainbow, rising up and settling down. And once more to each side, rising up. Actually, from right here, from the top, we're going to release forward and come down. Bending the knees gently, we scoop up, we come up, and we part the clouds. And come down, scoop, coming up, and part the clouds. And sometimes they say the clouds of the mind, or maybe parting the clouds of the mind. Just noticing how the body just naturally has its own way. It knows how to move. And one more, we'll come up and part the clouds. This one, the arms rise up again. We did this yesterday. And we shift the weight to the scarf foot, and the chair hand sweeps back and wraps around the ball. And then it shifts the weight to the ball side, the chair side, and comes around and wraps. So I'm going to do this from the front too. So here we go. We shift the weight to the scarf side, and the chair arm sweeps back, wraps around the spud ball, and comes forward in the other hand. So you feel the shifting of the weight so that the whole of the body moves in this movement, this flow. The whole of the body moves from the feet right up through all of the body. And I described that yesterday. It's kind of like swimming. So you can kind of get a sense of it if you imagine swimming. Yeah, so to get the flow of the movement. Floating silk in the air. So ever so soft and light, like silk. And one more. Yeah. And this time the hand comes forward and both hands release down and the arms come apart. And we're going to row across the big lake. Yeah. Rowing across the ocean of samsara, the ocean of suffering and distress. And how do we row across? Rising up in the air element and releasing down. And from here, we'll rise up. And we're going to let the scarf arm reach back behind the hip and sweep across the hip to the other side. It just simply, very gently, sweeps across. We shift the weight. We're simply raising the sun. Raising the sun. All the way across the hip to the other side. And you can gaze across the palm as it rises up and then it settles back down. In the heel of the opposite foot follows, it rises up as well. And we shift the weight, heel rises. There you go, beautiful. Huh. Feeling all along the way. With that first instruction, and one more to each side. Raising the sun. And we come down and the two hands, they are in relationship to each other. They're going to rise up together, just very gently in their natural way. We turn and gaze at the moon. The heel rises. We shift the weight. Yes, beautiful. Rising up, turning and gazing at the moon. So we get this beautiful twist. Gentle twist. Thank you. And just for fun, we'll settle right here and we'll gaze at the moon again in a different way. So a little more fun. We find our inner cow. So see if you can find your inner cow. And so this is just a different style of turning and gazing at the moon. So right now the hands are in front of us and they're very relaxed. They're soft and relaxed. And we turn and we create a gate through which the cow gazes at the moon. It's like a gate or a fence. And so when that happens, the hands become very firm. So it's very different from that very soft. This is, okay? And the one other thing is the eyes of your cow need to be big when you gaze at the moon. So here we are, we're soft, we're gonna turn, and there's the gate. And then you look with your eyes as wide as possible through the gate at the moon. We relax down very soft. We come up with our big eyes, our cow eyes, and gaze at the moon and then relax down. So that the fingers flex back. Yeah, it's a firm gait, just like the eyes. The eyes are wide and open with wonder as they gaze up our inner cow at the moon. And once again, to each side, and relax and soften. So let's just feel the body pause for a moment. You might even close your eyes, just feeling into the body just as it is. And we'll bring our hands up and they're just facing up the palms and the right palm. I'm gonna move a little further forward so you can see the right palm comes forward and the thumb faces down. And it twirls around and comes back in with a very soft fist, extending forward, comes around with a soft fist facing upward. So I'm trying to make it so everyone can see well. There we go, beautiful. The wind rustles lotus leaves. So the lotus leaves are rustling in the wind. And we come forward. And then from here, we're going to shift the weight onto the chair foot, and the opposite palm gazes into the face. And they're married, the palm and the face, as the elbow guides. And goodbye, hand. We're waving hands like clouds. Goodbye, cloud. And we rise up and it shifts around. You can feel the shifting of the weight again. See if you can get that feeling of shifting as the weight with the elbow and the hand follows that guidance. And the shoulder relaxes. Waving hands like clouds, beautiful. We're going to release there. I'm going to move us right through some of these, see if we see how far along we go in this time. Just enjoy along the way. So this time we're going to shift the weight and the right, we're just taking a small step forward with the scarf foot. and the hands, they come down. And so the shifting of the weight is we're kind of really just about 75% or more on the chair foot, and we shift forward, that 75% forward, and bend forward and scoop the water. We come all the way up, it's dripping, and the arms open, and we look at the sky, and that toe rises of that foot. So we go down, scooping the water, and coming up. Oh, there's the sky. Okay, so that's how it goes. We scoop 75% weight forward, and then we come back, and the toe rises as we gaze at the sky. Exhaling down, and a long inhale up, or you can do it in two movements, in two breaths, finding what works for you. Scooping the water. Oh, there's the sky. And we'll step back with that foot and go forward on the other and begin to scoop to the chair side. You can always, you know, depending on your energy, you know, it can be a much more subtle movement. Just finding what feels right in your body. If we go too far forward, we lose our balance. So just finding that rightful extension so we feel very rooted even as we move. We're going to release that hand down. We're going to step forward on the other side. And the hands are right here in front of us. I'm going to come forward again. So we're going to rock forward. The hands come forward and the elbows settle and the hands come back. So there's a beautiful rocking of coming forward on the feet and the heel lifts in the back and the toe lifts in the front. It's beautiful, beautiful, just relaxed. Get a sense of the body being very vertical. You don't need to lean forward. Just let the body go forward. Beautiful. So we're pushing the waves. So this is a quality of water in the body, how the water flows, the fluid of the body flows. Pushing the waves. So in this one, you would typically exhale, pushing out, and inhale, coming back in. And we're going to step back and step forward on the other foot, just a gentle step forward and push to the other side. Beautiful. We'll come back. This time we're going to do how we ended yesterday with the dove spreading his or her wings. And so the heel in the back stays rooted in this one. You come back. You extend open, spreading the wings. You extend forward on an inhale. We'll step back and go to the other side. The dove spreads its wings, taking flight, extending a goodwill. Just being the way things are. Beautiful. We'll come back to center. Feel the body. We'll pause for just a moment. We'll have the hands rise up to the forehead and just we're calming gathering the fragrance of the earth, calming down the chi. The energy of the natural energy, it's everywhere, just around this field of energy, just will calm. We'll bring our hand to our belly and just pause and feel into the belly. And then just letting the hands kind of rub across the back and the front, sharing the energy, the new energy, and that of our history, of our ancestors, sharing the energy, releasing down. Thank you for coming and sharing in this way. The moon rises in a fist, and the sun rises spread out like a hand, and they meet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, love. Yeah.